for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
Such a pleasure to have you with us for a little something extra here in the podcast. Just about every day, we bring you a full hour of stories for you and your family. All kinds of tales from all kinds of tellers, and we like to bring you a little something extra, too, just a few minutes long, in case you have just a few minutes and you want to fill them with a great story. Today's story is called The Coming of Gluskabe. It's Joseph Bruschak telling it. Joseph Bruschak, who has authored more than 120 books and tells stories all over the world. He still lives in the house he grew up in with his grandparents. And this story is about the mythical Gluskabe, who, after the earth was created, made himself from the leftover parts, astonishing the world's creator. And just like the humans, Gluskabe could change things, but he had to learn that change can be both for good and bad. This is from a collection of stories called The Wind Eagle and Other Abenaki Stories. This is Joseph Bruschak on the Appleseed.
Long ago, my story was walking around, a forest lodge man with clothing made of sheets of moss and with strips of ashwood for his belt. And this is the place where my story decided to camp, and here this story of Gluskabe begins. After Tabaldak had finished making human beings, he dusted his hands off and some of that dust sprinkled on the earth. From that dust, Gluskabe formed himself. He sat up from the earth and said, "Here I am." So it is that some of the Abenaki people call Gluskabe by another name, Ojiozo, which means the man who made himself from something. He was not as powerful as Tabaldak, but like his grandchildren, the human beings, he had the power to change things, sometimes for the worst. When Gluskabe sat up from the earth, the owner was astonished. "How did it happen now that you came to be?" he said. Then Gluskabe said, "Well, it is because I formed myself from this dust left over from the first humans that you made." "You are very wonderful," the owner told him. "I am wonderful because you sprinkled me," Gluskabe answered. "Let us roam around now," said the owner. So they left that place and went uphill to the top of a mountain. There they gazed about open-eyed, so far around they could see. They could see the lakes, the rivers, the trees, how all the land lay the earth. Then the owner said, "Behold here how wonderful is my work. By the wish of my mind I created all this existing world, oceans, rivers, river lakes." And he and Gluskabe gazed open-eyed. Then Gluskabe said, "Cannot I also cause something to be created?" And the owner replied, "Make whatever you can, according to your power." "Well," Gluskabe said, "perhaps I can make the wind." Then Gluskabe made the wind blow. It came up and blew so hard that the trees bent over and some were torn out by the roots. Gluskabe was very pleased. "Enough," said the owner. "I have seen how powerful you are and what you can do. Now in return, I too will make the wind blow." Then the wind rose. It blew so hard Gluskabe could not stand. It tangled up all the hair on Gluskabe's head, and when he tried to smooth it down, the wind blew the hair right off. "Enough," said Gluskabe. "I have seen how powerful you are. No longer will I try to cause anything to be created." So it was that Gluskabe had his first encounter with the wind and learned the limits of his own power. But the owner left Gluskabe the power to change things. "Now you will be in charge of this earth," the owner said. "You will work to make it a good place for your grandchildren, the human beings." And so Gluskabe began to do just that.
The Coming of Gluskabe, a story shared with you by Joseph Bruschak. A pleasure for us to bring that tale to you, as well as all of the other tales that we bring you here on the Appleseed. Tales from tellers that are already favorites and tellers that will be favorites by the time you hear their tales. You can find more at byuradio.org/appleseed, an archive there, in fact, of all of the episodes of the show, more than 1,000 episodes and thousands of stories for your listening pleasure anytime you like. Download the BYU Radio app. For ways to hear all of the great programs produced by BYU Radio, the Appleseed is pleased and proud to be part of that family of programs. Send us an email at theappleseed@byu.edu. We love to hear your story, and we always hope that the stories that we bring you here on the show spark memories and thoughts and stories for you that you can share with the people that you love. I'm Sam Payne. Can't wait to be with you again on the Appleseed.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from the Appleseed. Google the Appleseed Podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.